welcome to a brand new episode of Life with Brittany, a Peculiar Podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about verses. I was trying to think about what this episode should be about, and I was thinking about verses a couple weeks ago. I was like, you know what? We're just going to walk through how I feel about it, what I think about it. So that's what I'm going to be talking about. If you are not familiar with verses, it's where two artists, usually singers, but we've had rappers come together and quote unquote battle it out. I think it's supposed to be like 20 songs each, or maybe 10 songs. Maybe it's 10. And they're supposed to battle it out and then, you know, choose who's the winner of that, you know, of the verses. So somebody versus somebody else. However, from what I've seen, a lot of these have been just friendly competition, not really even competition, just like people giving each other flowers. Basically like congratulating them on the songs that they've had. And usually there's a bond with between the two people that are going against each other. So it's been interesting to watch. It's definitely been something to look forward to during this lovely pandemic that we're still in. Lord help us. But it's been really cool. Something, like I said, to look forward to. I know my boyfriend and myself will come together and have like a versus date night. I know me and my friends kind of talk about it too, family and things. So it's just fun. I've definitely enjoyed all the ones that I've watched. And it's just been, of course, something to look forward to. So I'm going to start off with, I laugh because this one was a trip to me. It is the Teddy Riley versus Babyface versus. Y'all, if that thing didn't tickle me the first couple times, I think it was two times we tried to, it was team too much. Like, it was so funny because they couldn't get it together. Babyface had it together. Teddy Riley had too much stuff going on, had a whole production team the first time trying to get it together. And Babyface was just as cool as a cucumber. Okay. If I can have a piece of that, like, I would love to be that calm all the time. So that was just funny. But when they finally got it together, it was really cool to see. I honestly didn't know a lot about Teddy Riley. So hearing his background, the songs that he's made for people, the production, like all that, that was pretty cool to see. He's had his hand in a lot of people's careers. So that was, again, nice to, you know, understand and where that came from. And then, of course, you know, we've all know Babyface, and just hearing all the different songs he's created for himself and for others it was just dope. Dope to see. So what I'm going to do for each verse is just mention a song or two that I really love by those, by the people who were in the verses. Now for some of these, I have so many songs, but we're just gonna pick one or two. So for Teddy, it would be No Diggity. I really like that song. I think anybody likes that song when it comes on, even if you don't all know all the words still, like, it's just a good vibe. And then for Babyface, When Will I See You Again, I think that's the name of it. I'm not gonna sing it, but I really like that song. It's just, gives you in your feels. So, but that was a good verses. It was very interesting, like I said, to get the knowledge of the backgrounds of both of those gentlemen. And of course, the comical stuff at the beginning when they couldn't get it together. So that was a good one. Definitely one to remember, one for the books. Those memes were hilarious the next day. So that was fun. The next one I remember seeing is T-Pain and Lil Jon. So that was so just like my college days all over again. I believe T-Pain came out when I was in college, maybe 2006-ish. And I think Lil Jon came out 2005, 2006-ish, maybe. Again, I don't know. This is coming off my head. So, but it definitely took me back to my college days. It was such a good vibe. Like, I had so much fun. And then they were having so much fun. Like, T-Pain was super excited. Lil Jon was always hype or crunk, like he would say. So that was fun to see. Definitely, I'm more of a T-Pain fan than I am Lil Jon. But it was just, again, send me back to, no, wait. Lil Jon was when I was in high school, like earlier in high school. I don't know. Anyway, but definitely more of a T-Pain fan than Lil Jon, but he's cool. T-Pain, this one song that I really like from him, which, judge me not when I say this, but people who know me know I love this song. I'm So Hood, and he had the hook on that. I don't know what it is. It's just the way the music was arranged, how it just flows. Like, it made me just want to, I don't know. I usually listen to it when I work out because it just gets me hype, but I really like that song from him. Can't Believe It, Chopped and Screwed. I don't know, just, I love, well, I'm not gonna say I love T-Pain, but I really do like his music. I haven't really heard anything bad from him, and I like him, even though I don't know him, of course, as a person, what he portrays anyway. Just seeing him on different shows, different interviews, I just think he's a cool dude. He's very straight up. Really talented, so give him the props for that. Little John, for me, maybe stuff that he was featured on, like Usher's song, Lovers and Friends, I think about it. By himself, Snap Your Fingers, probably, because that's just, you know, something he was on. But yeah, Little John, I mean, he's cool, just not somebody I would listen to all the time. I think it's like a certain time, you know, that you would have that. And T-Pain, I would kind of listen on a car ride or in the house or working out or whatever. So a little bit more versatile for me. But that is that. But it was still fun. Like I said, they were both hype on each other. They were both, like, you know, just vibing out. So that was cool. The next one was just, man, it was such a vibe that night. Like, I was just, like, in ultra chill mode. It's this Miss Erykah Badu and Miss Jill Scott. That was just, oh, it was just beautiful. They were both just loving on each other, giving each other their flowers, and just telling us the history behind certain music, well, certain songs, which was nice to see, because honestly, I wasn't really a big fan of either one of them. Not that I didn't like them, I just wasn't a big fan. Growing up in the Chandler household, I only listened to gospel music, so I got you on that. So anything outside of that, it was relatively new to me. High school and later on in college, yes, definitely a late bloomer. And some songs I'm still hearing now that I've never heard before. But one of my dear friends, Monica, she loves Erykah Badu, and she loves Jill Scott too. So living with her for a little bit definitely turned me on to these two ladies. But that night was just really cool, like I said, to hear the background of Erykah and some things that she was involved with, and hear how Jill Scott came to be. And Jill, just like the way she just be vibing, man, how she talks, and it's just like I can listen to her all day. And then Erykah's just like, they're both just so chill. So for Erykah, more of a recent, not, well, I guess more of a recent song for her would be Window Seat. I really like that song. For Jill Scott, there's a couple. I'm more of a Jill Scott fan than an Erykah Badu, but definitely give Erykah her respect, you know, her props, respect, everything, Madam Erykah. But for Jill, So In Love with Anthony Hamilton, I really love that song. That's just a fun song. He Loves Me and Golden, those are my top ones from Jill. I like some other ones, but those are going to be my top ones. So that was really cool. Like I said, not knowing too much about those ladies, and then being able to see them discuss like the history of music, and then Jill definitely giving us motivation to get things going, like our poetry, our books, and things like that. And from a writer, that was really encouraging to see. And I did see her in concert with Monica, and I was like, man, you know, it's a bad lady. So that was cool to see her on Versus. Yeah, so definitely a nice Versus to check out if you all want to go back on YouTube. I've seen most of them on YouTube that you can go back to. Let us see. I will say, what was next? Okay, so Nelly and Luda. Luda! I had to do it. That was, I think it could have been a lot better if Nelly didn't have bad weather, because he was on the struggle bus with his Wi-Fi. Like, I think it was a tornado or just really bad thunderstorm. And it was a really bad thunderstorm, and they weren't able, he was going in and out. So I think that kind of messed it up a little bit, but it was still cool. They're both, I didn't know they were friends like that. I mean, I didn't think they weren't friends, but just to see their friendship, their fellowship, how they were talking about each other. We were definitely giving each other their props on certain songs and the backgrounds. Like I said, I think the background is it for me, like knowing, get to know in your, the people that you've listened to most of your life, and getting to know their insight and the industry and just things they've gone through. It's just, it's cool to see, and just kind of helps you resonate with you a little bit more. So that was fun. I think Luda held it down a little bit more. But I don't know, out of those two, I might gravitate to Luda more, but I do like Nelly as well. For Nelly, it would be Dilemma and EI are my top songs for him. And then for Luda, it'd be Roll Out. And I like his verse on All I Do Is Win. I know that's not his song, but I really like his verse on that remix with DJ Khaled. So that was cool. Alrighty. Next, we have the people I've heard my entire life, which is John B. Key and Hezekiah Walker. I think that thing was 5 hours long. That's a tough gospel people, boy. I tell you, we keep going. So that was just for me because, like I said, I grew up listening to gospel music. So John B. Key and Hezekiah Walker were staples in my home. And so I knew every ad lib, every verse. And so to see them, I was just like, oh, my gosh, like those are my people, you know. So definitely enjoyed that. It was definitely needed. Needed that for my spirit. So that was great. I really don't have too much to say. Like I said, that was just fun for me. I really enjoyed that. For and these two have so many songs for them, so I only picked one just to keep it fair. So for Hezekiah Walker, Jesus Is My Help was one of my top ones from him. And then John B. Key, Show Up. Actually, that Show Up album was just amazing. So those for that, for those two individuals, I'm just going to choose one song. Moving on. Next, we have Alicia Keys and John Legend. So I thought that was a very interesting pairing. I was like, oh, I wouldn't have, you know, thought to put them together. It's just, you know, you don't really know the relationship these people have with other people unless they say so. So when I saw the picture of how Alicia Keys is going to have her pink piano and John was going to have his, I was like, okay, this is going to be real dope. It's going to be real fly. Like, both musically just amazing. We didn't even need the recording. They could have just played and had a concert. Like, both of them can sing. Both of them can play, and that's all I needed. John Legend's dead shuffle slide thing he was doing was so light for me. I was like, come on, Papa. He was getting it. And Alicia Keys, I mean, she's just beautiful, and her voice is just amazing. Oh, my gosh. It was just great. I really enjoyed that versus. Again, for these two, I'm only going to do one song. I will say John Legend's newer album is really good. I listened to that all the way through. I wasn't a huge John Legend fan as far as knowing all of his music. Definitely follow him throughout the years. But his new album is really good. I haven't heard Alicia's new album, which I probably will do sometime soon. But Unthinkable by Alicia Keys, that song has done something to me like over the years. I don't know. It's just I've put it in a story that I wrote. I don't know. It just does something to me when I listen to it. It's a lot of emotion and feels, and I appreciate that about her. Definitely. I have a lot of songs that I like from her, but I'm choosing one. John Legend, song Tonight. I like that song a lot. It's just a good vibe, and he has an amazing voice too. So that was just so soulful and just rich, and I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much. So definitely enjoyed that versus, and those are my top two songs from those individuals. Next was one of my, well, he is my favorite gospel artist, Mr. Kurt Franklin. Uncle Kurt is my all-time favorite gospel artist. I loved him since While We Sing. He's always been my favorite. And then he was paired with my papa's favorite, my dad's favorite, Fred Hammond. So when I tell you, I was so hyped that week. I was so ready. And I think George Floyd had just passed, or the issue had just happened. Oh, I can't remember. I think that had just happened, and we just needed a healing, and we needed to be connected with God. And so they were the perfect gentleman for that. That night was so cool. Then they had the nerve to bring out Marvin Sapp and Tamela. Man, I was too done. It was so good. It was so, so good. I really, really enjoyed that versus, and then Tammy came out, Kurt's wife came out. It was good. It's like, I followed this man my whole life, and just to see him, like that, and then seeing with Fred, like I said, my dad, this is his favorite artist, and I literally know every song by Fred Hammond too. So that was just so fun. It was so filling. It was spiritual. It was great. That was probably one of my favorite verses. Definitely have too many songs for Kurt Franklin. Like I said, he's my favorite, so clearly I love all his music. Why We Sing, I think I'd put as my first, as my song that I'm going to choose for my favorite today, just because that's the very first song when I was introduced to Kurt Franklin, and I loved him since then. And for Fred Hammond, the first song I've heard for Fred Hammond, if you're a Fred Hammond fan or a gospel fan, it's Unconditional on his first solo album. That was the very first song I heard from Fred, and I've always loved it. So, of course, these two gentlemen, I love most of their album. Well, I love all Kurt's, most of Fred's. I think his new one I haven't heard, so but they're still great. Staples in the gospel community for sure. And I just love their music and the spirit behind them. And they're so real. I know Fred got a little caught up for a moment. He had to come on back. But that's what happens when the spirit's in, you know. So that was dope. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed it for sure. Next, I think I have three more left. Next, we have Rick Ross and T-Pain. Lord Jesus, I already said T-Pain. 2 Chainz. So Rick Ross and 2 Chainz. Rick Ross. Oh. I had to do it. I know I'm terrible at it, but I do. So most people don't know that, like, quote unquote, one of my spirit animals is, which I don't believe in all that. So calm down. Just, you know, just an expression for me anyway, is Rick Ross. I really love Rick Ross. I don't know why. I don't know if it's his beard that I fell in love with, or it's just, I mean, he's a boss. I mean, you know, I don't know. I like him. And so I've always liked Rick Ross since I knew about him. So I think he's cool. So I'm a bigger Rick Ross fan than I am a 2 Chainz fan. 2 Chainz is cool. Like I said, I'm not really a huge fan. I don't listen to a lot of non-Christian rap. So my rap group is 116. If you don't know about them, get to know them. They're pretty great. Lecrae is a part of that. Enemino, KB, Tripley. I mean, it's a whole lot. I can name them all, of course, because I do love them all. Tadashi. But that's my group. That's who I listen to. So if I listen to a secular rap artist, I really got to like him. So I do like Rick Ross. Not everything he does, but I do like some of his music. And then 2 Chainz, like I said, is cool. Yeah, I don't really have much to say about that part. That verse was a trip, honey, okay? It was just too much. It was, they did, when I tell you they did the most, between 2 Chainz bringing out the strippers to Rick Ross with this massage therapist. I said, all right, y'all doing the most to the outfit change. I said, okay, sir. It was a lot. It was definitely entertaining. They had to get, at first it was real dry, so they had to get it together, but it ended up being entertaining. It was a trip, so that was that versus. For Rick Ross, one of my favorite songs by him is Aston Martin Music. That's one of my favorite ones. If that's a full title, I don't know. And 2 Chainz, my verse for it, it's a verse for that he had on, it was Chance the Rapper. I think the song is called Problems. No Problems, something like that. But the verse that he had on that one, I like that. Outside of that, I really don't, like I said, have a lot of songs from him. But he held his own, I think, for most of it. So I liked his vibe, his demeanor. I liked the stories behind what he said. So that was cool. It was entertaining. Now, the last two verses, I think millions of people tune in for. Now, the next one I'm going to talk about, you already know. Brandy and Monica. When I tell you, everybody was, I did tell my boyfriend, I was like, I don't think they're gonna be able to get them together, because we were talking about who would be the next verses. I think me and my brother talked about that too, and got hit with that Instagram post. I said, wait a minute. So I was so excited. It was perfect. People were tripping about Monica and how she was looking when Brandy was reading her poetry. I'm like, y'all, have you ever sat by somebody reading poetry? It's not much you can do but just sit and listen. So between all the hate or whatever, I enjoyed it. I think it was great. It was really cool to see these beautiful African-American women come together, who I've followed since, you know, I was young, to see them beautiful, still working, doing it, looking great. I was just, you know, so commendable. It was a great moment to hear about Agorsa background for their music too. And I have a lot of songs by both of them that I really like, but one of my favorites for Brandy is Sitting in My Room. That's just a fun song. You can listen to that thing all day. It's just such a good vibe. Talk About Our Love, and The More We Talk About Our Love. I like that one. That's the one with Kanye West. Let me get my words together. Not a Kanye West fan anymore, but I do like that song. And then for Monica, Angel of Mine was one of the first songs I heard by her. And then Love All Over Me. I think that's just a beautiful song. So they can both sing. Like, those are most of these verses, the ones who had singers, they really didn't need to play their music. They could just play. They can just sing it and be fine. They still have beautiful voices. So I enjoyed that so much. It was so fun. So that was good. The last one that I'm going to talk about, I think is the last one we've had, is Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight. That was just, when they came out, I said, okay, now come out here with y'all 70s looking good. Like, I want to look like them now. Like, having the heels on. I ain't wearing no stiletto heels. And, woo, it's been a long time. So, they looked so good. Definitely taking care of themselves. Just beautiful to see. Like, these women have been here since my parents. Maybe my grandparents, I think. Yeah, that's crazy. And I know they've just to see the friendship was nice. I didn't know they were friends, but to see the friendship, to again hear the background of things that they've gone through, how they feel about the music industry now, definitely giving us little nuggets here and there. It was really fun to see Patti, honey. Okay, Miss Patti LaBelle is such a diva. I'm here for it. She was checking herself in the mirror, doing a shoe change for us. She was, you know, she's a diva, and her little dances tripped me out. And Gladys Knight, like, honey can still sing. Like, she was getting it. It was so good. For Patti LaBelle, one of my favorite songs by her is New Attitude. I just, first of all, have you seen that video? If you haven't, it will make your day. It is a trip. And then, oh shoot, what is the name of that song? It's not, oh, I can't remember the other song from her. I think it's, If You Only Knew. I think that's the name of it, but I love that song too. It's a slow one, but it's really pretty. And then Gladys Knight, Midnight Train to Georgia. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, that's the best one for me. Like, I love a lot of her other songs, but that's the top one. So, but really enjoyed that. Like I said, I think everybody got a kick out of it. It was a trip. It was fun. It was inspiring. It was just, it was love. And just to see that, to see the beauty in that, I really enjoyed it. And the knowledge and the wisdom that they have, just being in the industry for so long, is just really cool. So, all the verses to me, thank you, Swiss. Thank you, Timberland, if you ever hear this. But thank you for putting this on. It's definitely been something to look forward to during the tough time that we're all having. A nice little break. Informative, inspiring, fun. Get a little bit, then go down memory lane on some of these. So I'm very interested to see who's next. I really want them to get Chris Brown and Usher. I don't know how that's going to go. Also, Drake would be cool to see in there. Getting some more gospel people, I think, will be fun. I don't know who they would pair with Ty Tribbett. I thought it would be Kurt, but they got Fred, so that was cool. So, I don't know. I'm very interested to see. But I think it'll be good, whichever one they do. Something to look forward to again. So, let me know what you think about all the verses, which ones you've seen. What were your favorites? Maybe some songs that you liked from each one. And I'm here for it, here to listen to what you got to say. Just reach out and let me know. So that's all I have on the verses. I'll maybe do a verses part two when we have a couple more. We'll see how that goes. So love you loves. Have a great day.